Good afternoon. You are listening to Bellatrix Beats on Cows FM. I'm your host, Petra, and we're going to talk about the astrological weather of the week, and we're going to play some music connected to it. So we're in Capricorn season, and that means that we're going to play some more music by Capricorns. We're going to talk about the Capricornian archetype, probably talk a little bit about the ruling planet. We're going to start with a song from the wonderful David Bowie, who is a Capricorn. And just considering everything that's happening in the world right now, this is the song that I felt like was probably the best one to start the show out with. So here we go.
Checks at the wheel. No one needs anyone, they don't even just pretend. Jonas and America. I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world. We'll be right back.
That was David Bowie, and he was singing a song called I'm Afraid of Americans, which actually was a song that he did with Trent Reznor, and that's the live version. It was performed in Berlin in 2002. It was definitely peak sexy Bowie. Well, let's just talk about Bowie as a Capricorn. You know, Capricorns are, it's the boss sign. It's part of the Cancer Capricorn axis. And so it includes baby and boss. If we're going to look at, you know, if we're going to do almost caricatures of the signs, which can be helpful to have the little touchstones. And it's the axis of family maturity. It's the axis of, well, it's the axis of family, and it's the axis of emotional maturity. And when you are on the Capricorn side, it means that this is a pretty ambitious life, that you're going to be climbing some mountains. You might even build some empires along the way. So when we look at somebody like David Bowie, you know, last week we talked about David Bowie and we talked about Dolly Parton. David Lynch is a Capricorn. Jimmy Page, who we'll talk about a little bit later today, is a Capricorn. And what we see consistently with these people is true mastery. People that are very embodied, very here to do the human journey. And they're very successful. And again, as we talked about last time, part of the secret of the Capricornian success is this, both, you know, you're very visible in the world and you're very powerful, but also there's an equal representation in the invisible world, in the spiritual world. And this is a Saturn ruled sign, and Saturn is the architect of this realm in the astrological philosophy language. Saturn rules Capricorn and Aquarius. So these are in some ways the two building blocks, the two most significant kind of creation, whatever archetypes here. But the Capricorn is the old, it's the heirloom, it's the tradition, it's what do we want to preserve, what have we built that is worthy, and holding that. So heirloom, tradition, you know, these kind of words that mean specialness from the past, that we recognize, that we don't just want to gallop roughshod into the future. And Aquarius is the sign that teaches us about the future. And it makes us not be so afraid of it. If it's just Capricorn, Capricorn's like, we don't need anything new. And, you know, speaking in just very pure languages of these archetypes, and Aquarius would, you know, cast an a spurious eye to the old and say there's nothing worth keeping. And so we're in the Saturn season, we could say, you know, once we start winter solstice, that's the initiation of the Saturn seasons, and they're back to back. So we're a little ways into Capricorn. And this week, We do celebrate David Bowie and Jimmy Page's birthdays, which is wonderful, and Elvis's. So in that thinking, we're going to play some music in a minute. Okay, so thinking of Capricorn as traditional, we're going to listen to some traditional rural polka. All right, I think this is official. Brief moment of technical difficulties. I'm working from several devices, and this is only my second show back in a while, so I'm still working out the kinks. So I'm going to switch over to a different device, and we're going to try this again. There we go. You're listening to Cows LP Radio, Occidental 92.5 AM FM. This is Petra. You're listening to Bellatrix Beats, and we are honoring and celebrating, excuse me, I have a cold, the Capricorn archetype and sign today in season. And as such, we just listened to a traditional rural polka from the Warsaw Village Band, so a traditional Polish polka. And that's because Capricorn understands and celebrates and honors and supports and reinforces the concept of tradition in our lives. So now we're going to move on, and we're going to talk a little bit about the greatest band in the world, Led Zeppelin. I just got to see Becoming Led Zeppelin, that movie, like a week ago, and it totally blew my mind. I've been a fan forever. Such a great movie. If you haven't seen it, highly, highly recommend it. And Jimmy Page's birthday is January 9th, and we're going to listen to a little bit of Led Zeppelin, and then we're also going to talk about Robert Plant and listen to some Robert Plant. But let's start here.
Oh, stand. Snow drives by the foot that's slow. Dogs of doom are howling more. Oh, they carry news that must get through.
So that was No Quarter by Led Zeppelin. And thinking about Led Zeppelin in terms of this Capricornian archetype, half the band was Capricorns. We've got Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones, who turned 70 yesterday. And what I learned in that movie, Becoming Led Zeppelin, is the reason that this band was so incredible is very Capricornian themes, because each of these musicians, each of these four musicians, were so skilled and masterful and accomplished in their own right. You know, Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones both had been gigging studio musicians, which is basically like the most 40-hour a week job you can have with music. And they had to, you know, you could put anything in front of them and they had to play it perfectly and turn pages while playing. So what they brought to the table was this immense bank of style and execution. And then looking at Robert Plant, you know, famously a Leo, but Leo's sun, late Leo's sun, very tightly conjunct Saturn, which would give a real Capricornian flavor in terms of needing things to be done really well. You know, there's not a lot of wiggle room that anybody with sun conjunct Saturn gets. And then John Bonham, whose birthday I don't know, but he definitely kind of had a Capricorn vibe too. I'll have to look him up. So yeah, just the incredible structure, you know, the building. The Jimmy Page had an intention. He had gone through the Yardbirds and the Yardbirds disbanded, and then he was it. He was now the Yardbirds lead guy and was intending to reconstitute the Yardbirds and then realized like, no, this is something else. And so the different name and all of that. So we're going to listen to another one. Thank you. You're listening to Bellatrix Beats on Cows FM, and I am Petra, your host. We just listened to the Led Zeppelin song Bronyar from Physical Graffiti. We're talking about Capricorns, and so we have to talk about Jimmy Page. And we are going to circle back a little bit to some more versions of Led Zeppelin, but for right now, we're going to shift and we're going to listen to a song from Chopin, a famous classical composer. And he has a Pisces sun and a Capricorn moon, which, boy, can you feel. I mean, a Capricorn moon is somebody who's going to do a pretty good job with the rigorous structural requirements of composing classical music. But then, you know, the Pisces is like, you know, it's like the mountain and then this incredible, gentle, healing rain that comes through. I mean, I think this is one of my top two songs. If I had to pick two songs, I would, you know, these are the only things I'd ever get to listen to. It'd probably be between this one and Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1.
Thank you.
You know, the Chopin mood is actually pretty supportive of where we're at right now, considering it's Capricorn season, it's raining a bunch. So that feeling, but also I was thinking in terms of Pisces, of Chopin being a Pisces, and the fact that we're at this very tail end, tail end of the Neptune cycle, the Saturn cycle, both in Pisces. So, you know, we're wrapping up very, very long things in very deeply emotional ways. And the vibe is going to shift so much in February. I can't even tell you how much it's going to shift. You'll just have to live through it. But this quiet kind of introversion, dreamy, soft, reflective, melancholic energy that is this energy right now, just know that this is the medicine that we need, because we need to percolate in this gentleness and just thoroughly just be present with what you're feeling. If you need to cry, cry. If you need to laugh, laugh. You know, just don't disassociate. Just be present with what is true for you. And that is what is going to prepare you for cycling around into the fire horse year that is just around the bend. So with that in mind, and also the Capricornian folkloric tradition sort of thing, we're going to shift to a more South American thing. We're going to listen to a song called El Abuelo from Rodrigo Gallardo. And it's, you know, it's a rockin' version of kind of South American folklore. Thank you. that was Rodrigo Gallardo, and it's called El Abuelo. So now we're going to take care of business.
COWS is underwritten in part by the Occidental Community Council. The council strives to meet the unmet needs of the Occidental area, and the public is invited to its meetings every third Saturday of the month at 10:30 a.m. at the Occidental Community Center in downtown Occidental.
COWS thanks Open Door Insurance Services, a family-owned and operated business providing solutions based on product knowledge and expertise in personal, business, specialty, and nonprofit insurance. You can reach them at 707-874-2666 or on their website, opendoorins.com.
You are listening to COWS. My name is Petra. This is a show called Bellatrix Beats, and it's rooted in astrology. And we're going to talk about, whenever I'm on the air, we're going to talk about whatever season we're in, and we're going to talk about artists and music that is linked to either, you know, the person might be that sign, or just the frequency of the song matches the vibe, such as this next song, which is very, very clear, lucidly Capricornian.
Oh, I'm headed to the mountains. I'll be back in a week or two. Don't you try to reach me, 'cause I won't pick up for you. I've got some things I need to do.
Lizzie McAlpin, To the Mountains, in the spirit of the Capricorn season. So we're going to loop back now to the great band Led Zeppelin. And I guess it's been about a month, maybe a little bit more than that now, that I was lucky enough to see Robert Plant play in Oakland at the Fox with his band, his little Welsh band called Saving Grace. And it was, drum roll please, I think maybe the best show I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of shows and a lot of good shows. And I was unprepared for how spectacular he was and they were. And, you know, I personally am on this campaign. I've been on a campaign to psychically, emotionally, and posts on social media get Led Zeppelin to do one last world tour. So I keep doing it. And finally, somebody commented this a couple days ago and said, if I'm correct, I believe that Robert Plant turned down an $800 million offer to do a 31-stop world tour. And I was kind of blown away. But, you know, what's Robert Plant going to do with $800 million at this point in his life? I'm sure he's got plenty of money. He's clearly having such a good time playing these small venues. I mean, I was 10 feet away from him. It was incredible. They played 4 or 5 Led Zeppelin songs. So what I'm going to play for you right now, I recorded it. I hope that the sound is okay. It's whatever it is, it's worth it because it's him singing Ramble On. And I couldn't find any other versions of it that were better than what I had recorded. So here we go. Thank you. It's funny, in that recording, I can hear myself when I get back up there to the guy next to me. I'm like, we just lived that. It was that incredible. Hopefully the sound was good for you guys. So again, Robert Plant has Sun conjunct Saturn. He's also a really interesting mix. He's clearly British, but he's got some Romany, some gypsy blood. And the location where he's from in Britain, which is the Black Country in the Midlands in the north. And that's where the Peaky Blinders family is from, too. Any of you that watch the Peaky Blinders and also might have a low-key obsession with the Shelby clan. Robert Plant could be one of the Shelbys based on his ancestry. So I'll just give that to you. So we're going to listen to just a little bit more. We're almost done here, but I want to play a couple songs from this album that he toured with. And if you guys ever get a chance to see Robert Plant in any capacity with any band, make haste. And I think there is a second leg, US leg. It's short. It's mostly... I think it's mostly more on the East Coast of the Saving Grace tour. Keep your eyes peeled for it.
I can't wait forever.
That was Everybody's Song by Saving Grace, which is Robert Plant's band. When he came on stage, he said, "We're Saving Grace. We're from the Welsh Highlands, and we're incredible." And he was right. So we're going to listen to one more song from the same album. Listening to Bellatrix Beats. I'm Petra Tauchert. I'm a consulting astrologer and teacher, and you can find me at PetraTauchertAstrology.com, where you can learn about consultations and classes, my mentorship group, and more.